This is August 20th to the first, to the right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make this essential truth of our being. To become aware of this essential truth of our being. We're always going to be talking about oneness. We're never going to be talking about separation. I had a client call me today and she said, I feel so separated from everything. Well, here again, the mistake is to say, I feel. That's a feeling. You can change that feeling anytime you want by changing your thought. Remember, feelings always follow thought. You cannot have a feeling unless you have a thought first. People get that mixed up and they think, oh, I'm feeling this way and this way. And they think, it has nothing to do with your thinking. It has everything to do with your thinking. This whole teaching is about thinking. This whole teaching is about mind. And it's about your mind. Although we like to say that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. Because we also know that there is only one mind, and that's the mind of God or the mind of the universe. And we're all using that mind. Now, how do we know that we're all used, that there's only one mind? We know that there's only one mind because we all see the same thing. Now, we may interpret that thing differently, but we see the same thing. If we had a different mind, we would be seeing something different. Because you see with your mind. You do not see with your eyes. Your eyes are just windows to let light in. That's all your eyes do, but it's your mind that is seeing everything. So, since we all see the same thing, we can come to the conclusion that there's only one mind, and that we are using that one mind, and that we are individual expressions of that one mind. So if you're an individual expression of that one mind, that also means that you have all the qualities of the mind. So you can call it the big mind if you want, the big mind. And you can pull from those qualities. So what we are always going to be talking about is the wisdom and the intelligence in the universe, the love in the universe, the oneness in the universe. So for somebody in this teaching to say, I feel very separate from everything, I don't feel connected to anything, you have to sit down and correct that thinking. You have to correct your own thinking. You cannot be separated from God. You cannot be separated from the universe because you are God. You are the universe. You have to come to that conclusion in your own mind. We are not taught that. We have not been taught that. I don't know why. People didn't want to teach that simply because they wanted control. And churches want control, so they want to tell you that there's something outside of you someplace, somewhere causing all this. There is never anything outside of you causing anything. Anything that's being done in your life is being done because of your thinking, because of your mind. And the most marvelous thing about that is, and this is scientific, it's called science of the mind. Scientifically, we can prove that by changing our thinking, we can change our lives. So that's what this whole teaching is about. And it's not, so if you're thinking at any time that you're separate from anybody or this thing we call God itself, stop thinking that. Just stop thinking it. You have to convince yourself of these things. You have to sit down and say, this is not the way I want to think about something. And then implant in your thinking what you do want to think, that I am one with the only power there is in the universe, and that power is a power for good, and I am part of that. Therefore, I am good, and I am going to use that good to draw into my life what I want. What I want. At dinner tonight, my fortune was, you create your own stage. The audience is waiting. You have to remember that you are creating your own stage. You're creating everything in your life. You are the creator of your life. Now, brand-named churches would like to tell you that God is doing all this, that, and the other thing. All God is ever doing is showering you with love, understanding, compassion, wisdom, intelligence. That's what God is doing. You are the one that's creating your life, your universe. Any good that comes into this world comes into this world through this thing called God. Any bad that comes into this world comes into this world through the mind of man. We are causing the bad. This thing called God does not recognize bad. It cannot recognize bad. It's far and above all of that. It is good and only good. So that's what we want to teach. So when I started this month with the idea on the right-hand side, I got that idea because for many years I could have something on this shoulder and something on that shoulder each talking to me. I had to decide which one I want. So on the right-hand side is a much better way to hear the things that you want to hear, the good things. That side is not good at all. Years ago, and Mandy may remember this, I used to tell people, your mind is like a bad neighborhood. Do not go into it alone. And so many people want to go into their mind alone. You cannot do that. It's very difficult to do. If you turn to this side where all this stuff is going on, and we look at it, and I always use this little illustration, if this is the garbage over here, and this is the flower bed over here, why do we want to look at the garbage? We're not denying the garbage is there, we're just not looking at it. Because what you focus on, where you give your energy, that thing you're putting life into, you're breathing life into those things. And they will multiply. So when you're at home and so forth and you're thinking, oh, this is going wrong, that's going wrong and all, you're creating that. The more you think about that, the more life you're breathing into it. So you must withdraw your thinking. When you withdraw your thinking from that, it has to wither and die. It has to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. So this teaching, as I always say, is very, very simple. Everyone wants to find out what God is in this and the other thing. Well, give that idea up. We're never going to know exactly what God is. We have concepts about God. That is all we know about this thing. What do we know in religious science? We know things that God is not. We know that God is not a superhuman being sitting in a place called heaven. So we look at this thing as a power, as a force, as life itself coursing through us, and that we are able to use that. All the trappings that we learned as children and so forth, you know, the stations of the cross and yada, 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 but all that stuff, the sacraments and all. No, you don't need any of that stuff. What you need is a good concept of who you are. You need a good concept of who you are. You're an individualized expression of the one mind. You're an individualized expression of this thing called God. Therefore, you have the intelligence and the wisdom to control your own life and to create your own life the way you want it to appear. And we do that by holding that in our own mind, by having a vision. Last week I passed out the papers on holding a vision. Hold a vision of yourself and your life the way you want it to be. And hold it long enough and it will manifest for you. That's called starting at the end. You start with the end and you work forward with that. Use this teaching with your own mind so that you can hear. If you're looking at the right hand side, you can hear a voice. How many times do you argue with yourself and you hear that argument going on and we give in? I used to give in to this side all the time. Well, I can't do that, this is wrong, that's wrong. No more. Or what would people think and all that kind of garbage. I go to this side. I don't care what people think. I only care what I think. You see, and I'm not into this thing that, well, everyone's thinking that way. I did not incarnate onto this plane of action to think like everybody else. I did not incarnate on this plane of action to think like everybody else. I want to think my own thoughts. I do want to figure life out. I want to figure myself out. And I can only do that by watching the movements of my mind. I have to see what my mind is doing to me every minute of every day. It gets easier and easier and easier because thinking becomes a habit. And it forms a blueprint in your mind. You must have that going on all the time. You can always revert back to the blueprint. When you're off center or whatever, pull yourself back to center. Bring yourself back to this teaching. Many people like this teaching and they go, ah, ha, ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when a crisis comes, they throw it out the window and turn to what everyone else is doing and saying. Do not throw this teaching out. Use this teaching morning, noon, and night, and you will find that it works for you. We've been taught that we have to learn to read the Bible and all this. You can read the Bible, but if you read the Bible, you have to read it metaphysically. You know, the Bible is the story of one man's life. It's the story of one consciousness, if you read it correctly. But if you read it literally, like so many people do out there, use Baptist for an example, you can do that. But it's not going to help you in any way, shape, and form. It's going to cause resentment and hatred and all the things that we say we're against. We say we're against these things. We want peace. We want to accept things. We want to accept people. We have to work on that because the institutions that are out there now are not doing that for us. And the governments of the world are not doing that for us. So you have to do that for yourself. That old thing, let there be peace on earth and let it start with me. Everything in your life has to start with you. Everything. If you want peace, you must cultivate a peaceful mind. You must cultivate a peaceful consciousness. And then peace will come to the world itself. We do not do that. We think that, oh, well, we'll have peace as soon as we kill these people. As soon as we take over this country, as soon as we do that, then we'll have peace. You're never going to have peace as long as you do things like that. And you don't have peace in your own mind if you think, oh, I hate those people. They're different from what I think and so forth. No, that does not give you peace of mind. And that's the main thing that you want. We think we want a lot of other things in life, but if you obtain peace of mind, you'll have everything. The old saying, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all else will be added unto you, holds absolutely true. But we keep looking for everything else and then we think we'll find the kingdom of heaven. Once I have the correct job, the correct mate, the right amount of money, this, that, and the other thing, then there'll be time to find peace and to find this thing called heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom and all the other things will be added unto you. Will be added unto you. So on this side, that's the philosophy. On this side over here is not that philosophy. It's still telling you, oh, you're human, you're this, you're that. Absolutely true that we are human beings, but we are much more than human beings. And we seem to want to stop with that idea, oh, well, I'm just human. Well, that's an awful place to stop. An awful place to stop. Why don't you start with the idea, I'm a spiritual being. I can raise myself up in consciousness where I can understand these things. I can learn to think God thoughts after it. And that's what we're trying to do. We're all moving closer and closer to this thing called God, and this thing called God is moving closer and closer to us. So the idea is to become God while you're on this plane of action. I think that life will continue because I think matter can neither be created nor destroyed. I think that we will continue to learn and to get this right. And we can do it this go around. We can do it this go around. We just have to give up all those other ideas. All the things that we were taught that are not right. I was talking to Jamie at dinner, and I remember now it was the Emperor Constantine. You know, this man that we call Jesus had no divinity till Constantine said, let's make Jesus divine. He did that at the Council of Nicene. And I forget exactly that year. But before that, the church existed. There was a man named Jesus. They took him as a prophet. They took him as a wise man, though. But he wasn't divine. Now, what do we know about that? We are all divine, and he is divine. But what they did, they made him the only person that could be divine, and they made him a son of God. Where in this teaching we teach that we are all begotten sons and daughters of this thing called God, because there is only one life, and we have to have that life. We cannot live outside of the one life. People try that. That's the same way when I say we all move and live and have our being in the mind of God. Many people want to use some other mind. You cannot use some other mind. It's only the mind of God that we're using all the time. Our little mind is very convincing, and it tells us, oh, well, that's not probably true, and so forth. The older I get and the more experience I have, the more I realize that this is absolutely true. I'm doing very little on my own. I'm allowing this thing called God to work in as and through me, to bring these things to me. Also, we talked earlier, and we said that Phyllis Diller died at 95, which I think is... I always thought she was a wonderful person. But we also, at the same time, this director, Scott somebody, jumped off a bridge and killed himself. Now, why do you think he did that? Pardon? There's only ever one answer.
Brain tumor. Inoperable.
He had a brain tumor that was inoperable.
But how do we know?
Maybe we don't know that, but when people do anything, there's only ever one answer. They don't know that they're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that they matter. It's always going to boil down to that. So with that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter, yes. Because you have a brain tumor that somebody tells you is inoperable, does not mean that you jump off of a bridge. There are all kinds of things that he could have done to perhaps shrink that tumor, to do things that the medical profession at the present moment is not able to do. You know, when we use the word, when you hear people say, oh, that's incurable, there is no such thing as incurable. It means at the present moment they do not have the knowledge to cure it. They will find the knowledge to cure it, you see. We don't find that sometimes because we're so interested in raising money and having marches and so forth, that we don't get to the main thing. But in your life, if something is not coming to you, or if you're feeling poor, it's always going to boil down to those four things: that you don't feel that you're worthy, deserving, totally level one, that you matter. When you feel those things, your mind is at peace. You start to accept yourself for the wonderful individual that you are. You start to hold yourself in the highest of esteem. If he held himself in the highest of esteem, it wouldn't matter if he had an inoperable tumor or not. He would not have jumped off the bridge. He would not have jumped off the bridge. Now, I think I brought this up a long time ago, and I'll bring it up one more time, because this is another thing that society and the culture that we live in does not want to tell you, and certainly therapists do not want to tell you. We always have a life urge going on inside of us, and we always have a death urge going inside of us. The trick is to make the life urge stronger than the death urge. You have to make your life urge stronger than your death urge. We don't like to talk about that, especially in our culture, because it's a no-no to take your own life. It's your life. If you want to take it, please. You think you're going to go to purgatory or wherever they send those type of people? God's not going to sit in judgment over that. We're the ones who are sitting in judgment. God does not sit in judgment over that. I think years ago, and I'm probably still true, the Catholic Church, if you committed suicide, you could not be buried on consecrated ground. You could not be buried in their cemeteries, because you have done a no-no and a naughty. God would not hold that against you. So, what we're trying to do here is clear up a lot of things that we were taught, and I use that word all the time, that we become puppets to our own conditioning, you say. And we don't want to do that. We want to learn to think for ourselves. And just because everyone's thinking that way doesn't mean that you have to think that way. And because everyone's thinking that way does not mean that it's right. Does not mean it's right. Means that there's a consensus. That's all that means. You know, many people join churches and so forth because they think salvation comes through affiliation. First of all, there's no such thing as salvation. People are trying to save yourself. You've never been lost. You don't need to be saved. All you need to do is change your thinking. Change your thinking about yourself. See yourself as the marvelous individual that you are. Start to see the garden and not the garbage. It'll work every time for you. Where mind goes, energy flows. So where is your mind? And where is your thinking? It's like a laser beam. Just think of your thinking as a laser beam, and you're beaming in on whatever that is that you want. And you will obtain that. You see, this God that we talk about is not capricious. It does not give you an idea. It does not give you an ability. It does not give you a desire without the means for you to bring that to fruition. You must be able to bring that to fruition. Ralph Waldo Emerson said many things. And one of the things that he said, which I had forgotten until just a couple days ago, came into my mind again. This whole thing about being rich and prosperous and all. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man was born to be rich, or inevitably grows rich by the use of his faculties. You have faculties inside of you. You have the ability to become rich, if that is what you want to do. Everyone has a different interpretation of being rich. What do you think your interpretation is? And then go for that. Doesn't mean you have to have $1 million and a big house and all this other stuff. But you will become rich. You have to. Does anyone remember what the biggest affirmation is, and you're down and out and you want money and you want anything you want to bring into your life, I'm always being taken care of. I'm always being taken care of. You are being taken care of, and that's what we want to put into our thinking so that it pops up immediately. Oh, I'm being taken care of. I do not have to worry about this. I do not have to be concerned about this. I give over those worries and those concerns to this thing called God. God will make that way possible for me. So the right-hand side of your thinking is where you want to be. You want to be on the right-hand side. You want to see the good. I read today Browning, Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Elizabeth Barrett Browning said in one of her pieces of poetry, "The earth is crammed with heaven. The earth is crammed with heaven." We have to see that. We have to see the beauty. We have to see this thing called heaven. Why don't we see heaven, most of us here, on this plane of action? Because we've been conditioned to believe that heaven occurs after you die, that it's in the next phase. Heaven is right here. Why is heaven right here? Because there's no next phase, people. There's only the now. There's only the now. You can't go anywhere. You think when you die you go someplace else? No, you're here. There's only this moment. There's only the now moment. We have to learn to live in the now all the time. When we think that heaven is someplace else, or I'm waiting for this to happen and then this and this, that doesn't exist. It does not exist. Only the now exists. So to think that when your person dies, they're going to be transported to this place called heaven. You're already in heaven. You're already in heaven. Now, I also said this years ago, and I'll say it again this evening, so many people believe that we were kicked out of paradise. You know, that's a fable. That's a story, people. It has nothing to do with anything. But here in Southern California, how can we ever make that statement that we were kicked out of paradise when you look around and see how beautiful everything is here? How could we say, oh, the Garden of Eden must have been much better than this? I don't think so. I don't think so. You see, but we're conditioned to think, oh, we were kicked out. We're conditioned to think we were kicked out of paradise because we were bad. We were bad. So we can't enter paradise because we're bad. Now you live the rest of your life trying to be good enough to get back into paradise or to get back into heaven. Why don't you make up your mind? You're already in paradise, you're already in heaven, and you're as good as you're going to get. And if you want to get any better than that, that's a choice that you're making. You can say, I can do better than this. You know perfectly well. First of all, if you learn to use your mind correctly, you don't need this thing called God. You're going to figure it out on your own. You're going to figure it out on your own. It makes much more sense. You feel much better when you're thinking positive thoughts. You see? But we've been taught, oh, we have to go to something outside of us. God's living inside of you. You don't need all that stuff. You need to be kind. Kind to yourself and kind to everybody else. You need to be compassionate. You have all those qualities. We have all these wonderful things. So we have to start doing that now. We don't want to go another 2,000 years or 3,000 or 5,000 more years still think, oh, I guess we'll get to heaven one of these days and we'll figure this whole thing out. Why can't we figure it out right here and right now? What's holding us up from it? Oh, there's too much going on in the Middle East right now. That has nothing to do with anything. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to start with you. You have to become peaceful within your own self. And you have to realize that half the stuff that goes on out there is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I am so disappointed with this presidential campaign. Now they're getting so mean-spirited and all. Who wants to be the put somebody into office that's mean-spirited? The ads and so forth are horrible. Are horrible. Just to win an election, you have to get down in that dirt and sling mud and do all this. Doesn't make sense to me. It should be a wonderful process, and we should be uplifted by the whole process, not downtrodden with the whole thing. So, but that's up to us. That's up to us. The world is going to be out there. It's going to be spinning. It's going to be doing all that. You can be in this world. You don't have to be of this world. Let the world do what it wants. Step back and say, fine, I do not have to think that way. I can choose the thoughts that I want to think. Remember, that's the tenet of this whole teaching, is to learn to think the thought that you want to think. And learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel. So, think of those things. What do I want my life to be? And you can make it work for you. That's how it's done. Okay, I have some cards. Love is the reduction of the universe to a single being. Love is the reduction of the universe to a single being. The longing for love is a longing to become more like God in your thoughts. The longing for love is a longing to become more like God in your thoughts. Learn to think God thoughts after it. I often say, how would God handle this? Instead of how am I going to handle it, how's everybody else going to handle it? Ask yourself, now how would God handle this? And then see what pops up in your thinking. See what pops up in your thinking. There's no sense to have this teaching or have this thing called God or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter what you call it. And never use it. You have to learn to use it. Every minute, use it. The universe cooperates by matching up vibrationally with precisely what you're thinking about. You have to realize another little thing, and all these buzzwords in this teaching, what you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. I think it was Henry David Thoreau who said, what a man thinks about all day long, he becomes. What are you thinking about? Are you holding yourself in the highest of esteem? Do you know that you're worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? Or are you saying other things to yourself all day long? I should have done this, I could have, da, 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 whatever's going on in there. Stop all that mind talk. That mind talk will just drive you right crazy, and that's it. Your infinite self is never born and never dies. So there's that. We can call it the spirit, you can call it the soul, you can call it your infinite self, you can call it divinity, whatever you want to call it. It's never born, it never dies. It always is, it always will be. Oh. They used to say, world without end. And it's world always, it just keeps going and going and going. Your true essence is spiritual rather than physical. But you're unable to recognize this. You see, we're so convinced that we're physical instead of spiritual. We're so convinced of that. Why? Why can't we start thinking, oh, I'm spiritual and I'm having a human experience, but I am spiritual. And there is no unoperatable tumor in spirit. There's no tumor in the mind of God. But if you go to the physical and stop on the physical, you jump off the bridge. If you go to the spirit and realize there's no tumor in spirit, no tumor whatsoever in spirit. I told you this one years ago. Now when I say years ago, before I was born, a lady stood up at a religious science convention during World War I and said, there is no war in the mind of God. The members there almost collapsed because there was war raging. But there's no war in the mind of God. It's in our small finite mind. There's no war in the mind of God. There cannot be. So if you know that there's no war, then there's no sickness. There are no tumors. So you have to go move up in consciousness to where the things of this body, this world, don't exist, and live from there, and live from that plane. You see? And you can do that. You can do that. And I will tell you that the tumor would have probably gone away if the man would have known this teaching, or if somebody was able to talk to him, you know. I'd say that, you know, we don't give up on these things. That's just something of the body. That's something of the physical. We're talking about things of the spirit. And this is what we always want to heal, is our spirit, not our body. The body will follow the spirit. The spirit is much stronger than the body. Much stronger than the body. So, think of those things. Oh, here it is. I wrote it down. Earth itself is crammed with heaven. Earth itself is crammed with heaven. And don't you see that when you see flowers, when you see all these wonderful things around? You know, remember the saying, this is not a hostile planet. It cannot be a hostile planet, because any planet that produces flowers cannot be hostile. And there's just beauty, beauty, beauty out there. And we have to see that, and we have to accept that, and we have to say, ah, crammed with heaven. And I'm not waiting any longer to see heaven, and I'm not waiting till I make my transition to get to this thing called heaven. You see? Do it for yourself now. Do it for yourself now. We have just been sold, and we have bought all these horrible concepts. And we have to change our mind about these things. We have to change our mind and realize that this is a wonderful experience. This is a wonderful world, and I'm having a great time in it. I'm enjoying my life. So many people don't enjoy their life. How would you want to go through life and not enjoy it? What kind of an experience would that be? You know? And you think, oh, that's the purpose, is to go through this plane of action, not enjoying it? What kind of a creator, what kind of a thing would do that to something? You see? Remember, God never sets in judgment upon itself through you. God doesn't want this going on. Why do you want that? To punish yourself. The majority of men live without being thoroughly conscious that they are spiritual beings. The majority of men live without being thoroughly conscious that they are spiritual beings. And this, I'm going to pinpoint this. The majority of men, see, it doesn't say men and women, it says men. Men have a harder time being spiritual than women do. Women have an easier time being spiritual because they've always had to rely on their inner selves because the world did not recognize women. They pulled their strength from inside of themselves. Men were cocky. They never had to do that. It's harder for them to become spiritual. Harder. So think of that. Life in the world and life in the spirit are not incompatible. Life in the world and life in the spirit are not incompatible. And we think that that isn't true. We think that we cannot have spirit working here on this plane of action in this life. And we can be spiritual in this life, and we can bring these spiritual qualities into our life and into the world itself. We see that with a few people who have been able to do it. Mother Teresa and Gandhi and people like that. If they can do it, we can do it. We just have to give ourselves a chance. Give ourselves a chance. It's so easy just to sit back and let everything and let the world and say, oh, well, that's the way it always was. That's the way it'll always be. You can do that if you want, but I don't think that that's going to get you where you want to go in this life. I don't think that's what this teaching is all about. This teaching is to teach you that you are victorious, that you are one with this thing called God, and that you can be and have and do what you want to do. There is nothing holding you back from that but your own thinking. So learn to think over on this side. And not on that side that's always telling you, no, it cannot be done. It can be done. And we say, or I say, there are very few people who do that, but there are more people out there that are doing it than we ever can imagine. There are more people collectively now learning to have peace in their own consciousness so that peace can come to the world. When enough people think that, the whole consciousness will change. It's a collective consciousness that we're living in. And when we start to do it, but we have to start with ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves, love ourselves, hold ourselves in the highest of esteem. Listen to the right voice inside of you. Argue with your mind. You say, no, that is not what I want. I often tell my mind, give me a better thought. I don't like that thought. Here's the thought I want. Here's the thought I want. You say, tell your mind what you want it to do. Don't let it run your life. You must run your own mind. Must run your own mind. You do not allow your computer to run itself. Why would you let your mind run it? And your mind will do that. It will run it. I've watched people let their minds go this way and that way. But it's a wonderful life that you're living here. A wonderful experience. Don't give up on yourself and don't give up on life. Keep hearing the right thing. Keep thinking the right thoughts. And don't listen to the world. The world has always been that way. And the world has always been in turmoil because of the way people are thinking. But you don't have to join in that turmoil. You can shut yourself off from that and think correctly. And think correctly. Know that you are a spiritual being having a human experience, not a human being having a spiritual experience. Everyone wants to have a spiritual experience. You're already having that. So why don't you accept that for yourself? Why don't you get up in the morning and say, I'm spiritual? Or you get up in the morning and say, oh, I'm human. I'll go out and do what all the other humans do. Why don't you get up and say, oh, I'm spiritual, and I'm going to walk around being spiritual today and see what comes into my life. See the beauty that is out there. See the heaven that I'm living in. See the paradise that I never left. These are the things that you want to think about. Not the other things that are so convincing. Convince your own mind. Convince your own mind that you are wonderful. And you will be wonderful. You see? What you think about, you will bring about. Always. That is one of the tenets of this teaching, and one of the biggest things in this teaching. And we get sidetracked with that. We think it means this, that, and the other thing, and let's study one more person, let's do one more thing, let's do this, that, and the other thing. Instead of saying to yourself, I am creating my life. And I'm creating my life the way I want it to be. And I am intelligent enough to be able to do that, because I know that the wisdom of the universe is behind me. The wisdom of the universe is in me and is acting through me right here and right now. I am a spiritual being. I am a spiritual being. And then totally excuse me, love yourself. You have to love yourself. Up one side and down the other. Because you are the beloved in whom this thing is well pleased. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.